Thanks, Dave and Bo. The news roundup presented by Sports Authority kicks off with the return of tackle Lane Johnson from his four-game suspension. Head coach Chip Kelly said on Monday that he met with the tackle, who has to be cleared by the training staff before he can return to action. Johnson's return would come at the perfect time as the Eagles struggled to get the ground game going against San Francisco. The Eagles were only able to churn out 22 yards on the ground in the loss to the Niners. Here's head coach Chip Kelly on the overall performance by the offensive line.
I thought, you know, David did a good job, you know, competed. There's a few times that, you know, his lack of size was probably an issue for him, you know, where he got bowled a couple times. But I thought overall for his first time playing, I thought he did a good job. And I thought the same thing with Tobe. Tobe got banged, it looked like, early in the second quarter, or the first quarter. You know, was limping a little bit, but kind of shook it off and came back. But, you know, I thought for the first time of those guys playing a football game, they held their own.
Should Kelly have called something different when the Eagles had the ball on third and goal and then fourth and goal at the one-yard line in the fourth quarter of Sunday's game? Kelly defends his play calls.
Ray, we weren't really getting a ton of push at the point of attack. You know, I thought on, as I said yesterday, my thought on second down was we threw the first one. It almost was exclusively throw on that drive. And on the first down, they dropped everybody into coverage and we're going to protect the end zone. So I thought maybe we could pop one and got it down to the one. But then I didn't think we were going to be able to pound it in that situation. So it had nothing to do. My thought process wasn't the back, hey, let's get a bigger back in there and he can pound it in. It was just, are we going to create some movement against those guys? And just didn't think we could do it. So,
meanwhile, quarterback Nick Foles completed fewer than 50% of his pass attempts for 195 yards and a 42.3 passer rating in Sunday's loss to the Niners. Head coach Chip Kelly discussed the performance of Foles through the first four games of the season.
But there's times where we prove we can be successful. We drove the ball 90 yards and 15 plays and got the ball to the one, but then we don't execute. We get the ball down in there. We get a little bit of pressure. We can't get the ball in. We get a little bit of pressure off of one edge. We can't set our feet and throw it. We get a hold up when we're trying to run the naked. We can't get the ball to the perimeter. So it's just, let's put ourselves in situations where we can make better plays.
The key for the defense has been the addition of safety Malcolm Jenkins, who already has a career-high 3 interceptions in just 4 games this season. On Sunday, Jenkins intercepted Colin Kaepernick and returned it 53 yards for a touchdown as he became the first Eagles safety to record an interception in 3 consecutive games since Brian Dawkins did it back in 2004. Kelly explains why Jenkins has been a perfect fit for this Eagles defense.
He's made a huge difference for us. You know, you look at him right now, I think he's got 8 pass breakups, 3 interceptions, 20-plus tackles. He sets the calls back there. There's a calming influence to him. I think his just attitude and approach and what he brings every single day he's here, one of the most positive guys to ever be around. You know, even you watch him coming off the field and everybody listens to him in the fourth quarter, we got this. You know, I think he's always looking at the you know, the positive outcome of things.
That'll do it for today's news roundup presented by Sports Authority. Now let's send it back to the studio for more from Dave and Bo.